think I've ever had that one. That sounds like a new one. Huh. Yeah, we usually cut ours up in slices when we eat it. We don't eat that too much, but we like the green tomatoes. We love green tomatoes. She makes green tomatoes, and they're dipped in the batter and deep fried, and it's like, oh my God. No wonder I'm gaining weight. It's like, it's good stuff, though. Got to have that. And then last night we had chicken and homemade baked beans. And those are absolutely delish, especially once you use 6 pounds of salt pork and bacon in it. And then you put the B&M baked beans in there, which are getting harder to get, by the way. I had to order a case from the department store and get a case of them, and it's like, oh my neighbors love them. We make enough that I supply on two sides of me, and John comes over, he supplies us with venison, I supply him with baked beans. Go ahead.
So once they get the dried beans themselves,
yeah,
they
Oh, they're in a can. They're canned, or they don't come like they used to in the big jars, Boston baked beans, but they're good. And, you know, they're hard to find, the Boston baked beans. You can find several brands of them, but they're just not the same. I prefer the Boston brand, and they just taste better. They got a different flavor than the rest of them. So we just stay with them. And if I got to order them and pay a little extra, then that's so be it. But they're just standard stuff. They used to come in a big jar. Now I don't even know if you can buy them in the jar. I haven't been able to find them that way in the last few years. Now they're canned. So again, that's the price of progress, I guess. Go ahead.
Like horseradish, but if you make a little horseradish sauce to go on top of them, oh my goodness, that is living.